Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly. I am your brother in Christ. I am your servant in the Lord, and you know me as Radio Reformer. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, yet once again, the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops has consecrated another full preacher, and in so doing, this full preacher has joined their ranks. And we're going to start a series on this. I'm going to break down this audio. We're going to do it over a couple of days. We're going to have fun with it. We're going to break it down. We're going to make it plain. We're going to show you why joining the Joint College of African American Bishops is like signing your eternal death warrant. You are joining the Harlot Church of Rome. You are joining the Whore of Babylon. You are joining Satan's side. That's what you're doing. Listen, these broadcasts like I do, is like the old proverb says, better to receive a slap from a wise man than to receive kisses from a fool. Now, when you tune into these broadcasts, I'm not here to kiss up to you. I'm not here to kiss your fanny. I'm not here to stroke your ego. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to slap you and say, snap out of it. That's what I'm here to do. Better a slap from a wise man than a kiss from a fool. Yes, J. Delano Ellis, the Archbishop Metropolitanus, is going to kiss you up and love on you as long as you cough up those big dollars to join his organization. But I'm going to slap you with scripture. I'm going to slap you with the word of God. In hopes that you can awaken from the brainwashing that you have been subjected to. So, my brothers and sisters, before we get into today's broadcast, before we break down the audio, let me just remind you that we are giving two ebooks away. I'm giving two ebooks away. The first ebook that I would love for you to have, especially if you are in the black church, if you're a member, if you're go to an African American church, the first book that I would love for you to have to request from me is Jackass Church Bishops. Jackass Church Bishops is the first book I want you to get, and it's 15 chapters long, over 200 footnotes, and over close to 300 pages. It's a great read. It's a great read. You're going to be blessed. Your eyes are going to be open. You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh hysterical. You're going to see the prophetic thrust of the book as I expose and as I rebuke and as I exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. It's a great book. I can't keep up with the email requests that I'm getting, and the ball is rolling now. We're getting many email requests for the book, and that's the only way you can get it. Now, listen, if you try getting J. Delano Ellis' book, you're going to have to pay over $30 for the book. I know. I'm not just talking to talk. When I got J. Delano Ellis' dopey book, The Bishopric, A Handbook on Creating Episcopacy in the African-American Church, I paid close to $30 for this little pamphlet, this worthless piece of junk that he gives those who are going to train for episcopacy. I bought the book online. It was a print-on-demand book, and I was expecting a book. What I got was a pamphlet, a worthless pamphlet with junk in it, devoid of the gospel of Christ. Now, when you get my book, you're not going to pay $30. You're not going to pay $20. You're not going to pay $10. You're not going to pay $5. You're not going to pay $1. It's free. And all you have to do is email me, Moses Henry Jones, at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. The second book that I'm giving away is a book that is part of a trilogy. I only wrote three books for that series. In the Bishop series, there are 22 books and counting. 22 books and counting. I plan to write more books. I've already written 22. And I got some ideas for some more books in the Bishop series to counter the Roman Catholic invasion of the African-American church. But in this Jensen Franklin series, it's only three books. It's a trilogy that deals with his asinine teaching, The Spirit of Python. If you want volume one, entitled Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he's a biblical moron, it's yours for the asking. It's an 8-chapter book. But boy, do I take you to school. In fact, the whole premise of the book is to take Jensen Franklin to the library three times and show him how moronically stupid he is in concluding that Satan operates in the spirit realm like a python constrictor. I've never heard of anything more imbecilic than that. So you can get both books. Just email me at freechurchbooks.com and ask for the book. If you'd like to support this radio broadcast with a love gift, which we will appreciate, you can go to our website, www.dailymannaandy.com, www.dailymannaandy.com, and just click on any of the PayPal buttons there and just make your donation and tell us what you want to, why you're giving the donation, for what purpose are you giving the donation. If you already emailed me for the book and you read it, either one of those books, and you just want to say, here's a little something for your efforts to keep this thing going, to release the other 22 books, we'll appreciate your love gift. We'll appreciate your love gift. These guys will scam you ad nauseum. If you want to support an Elijah-like ministry, because that's what this is, then be a raven. Be a raven and drop something off for the work of the Lord, for the work of the Lord. Well, my brothers and sisters, listen, this is a series I'm starting today. This is part one in this broadcast. We're gonna break down this whole audio, because once again, J. Delano Ellis just consecrated. And listen, these are the ones we know about. These are the ones we know about, the ones that get put on YouTube. These are the ones we know about. There's so many of these people getting consecrated as bishop, we cannot keep up with the numbers. But this is another fool, capital F, capital O, capital O again, and capital L, another fool preacher that has joined the ministerial ranks of the Joint College of Jackass Bishops. Another one who failed to do his homework. Another one who failed to study church history. Another one who does not understand what apostolic succession is, which is a fairy tale. Another one who drank Jay Delano's Episcopal Kool-Aid and as a result became brainwashed. Another one in the list of many. Another one. And like I said, these broadcasts are just like a slap in the face. Better a slap in the face from a wise man, one wise in the scriptures, than to receive kisses from a fool like J. Delano Ellis, who kisses your Episcopal ring and tells you thank you for joining the club of jackasses. That's right. Well, listen. There are two books in my 22-book series. There are two books in my 22-book series that deal specifically with what's going on in the church. When another fool preacher joins the ranks of the Joint College of African American Bishops, that particular subject of joining the Joint College, I deal with that in two books. One book is entitled The Purple Plague. The Purple Plague. Now remember, saints, we know who the apostate church is. We know because the Apostle John in the book of Revelation gives us the colors of the apostate church. The Apostle John gives us the colors. The colors are purple and scarlet. Purple and scarlet. Those are the colors. Those are the colors. So I wrote a book dealing with the first color, purple, and the book is entitled The Purple Plague. The Purple Plague. And the secondary title to the book is The Maddening, like mad, M-A-D, mad, not that you're angry, that could be one definition for mad, but another definition for mad is that of the Mad Hatter, mad meaning crazy. The Maddening Romish, because it comes from Rome, the Maddening Romish disease that is currently plaguing the ministerial ranks of the African-American church. It's called the Purple Plague. Remember like the Black Plague in the Middle Ages? Well, the Purple Plague comes from Rome. Comes from Rome, the Roman Catholic Church. And the way you get this is, well, you get the itch. You get this spiritual desire to join the Joint College of Bishops. And the initial color, when you join the Joint College of Bishops, the entry color is purple. And boy, oh boy, so many black preachers have just got the itch. They've got the purple plague. They're walking around, they're calling themselves bishop. Now, they can't wear the purple until they consecrate a bishop, until they cough up the big dollars and they come up with the money to join and, of course, to buy all of the paraphernalia that comes along with the Episcopal jackass office. But they've been bitten by the bug, and they've got the purple plague, and they'll do whatever it takes to make it to bishop. They'll do whatever it takes. It is the maddening Romish disease that is currently plaguing the ministerial ranks of the African-American church. The second book is the follow-up book called Scarlet Fever. Scarlet Fever. What is scarlet fever? Well, my brothers and sisters, you know that the Joint College of African-American Bishops is nothing more than Episcopal Babel. It is like the Tower of Babel where people ascend the ministerial ranks. That's what the Joint College of Bishops is. It's an ascending ladder going to nowhere. They think they're going somewhere when J. Delano Ellis gives them a parchment showing their apostolic succession, but you're really going nowhere. You're going nowhere. So scarlet fever is the next disease after you get over the purple plague. And what is scarlet fever? Well, listen, no one wants to stay bishop forever. Why? Because there are some bishops who are ascending to archbishop. Bishop Bernard Jordan, just became Archbishop Bernard Jordan. Bishop Rochford there at New Life Cathedral there in Brooklyn, Bishop Rochford was just made Archbishop Rochford. So they go from the purple color outfit, which is the color for bishops, to archbishops. Now they're wearing scarlet. You see, no one wants to stay purple. They want to ascend. They want to be more important. So the next title is archbishop. So it's called the scarlet fever, the next disease that befalls all those who are spiritually infected and adversely affected by the purple plague. And I document it. If you've been reading Jackass Church Bishops, you know I document everything. I think I'm a pretty good author and a heck of a biblical scholar, to say so myself. So, you see, here's another fool preacher who was bitten by the purple plague, and now he's donning purple. He's a member of the Joint College of Bishops. His name happens to be Lafayette, Bishop Lafayette Scales. Boy, does he have some scales on his eyes that were not removed, Lafayette scales. But before we get into the audio, which we're not going to get into that particular audio today, I want to play another audio. This is by Church Folk Revolution, and in this audio, Brother TJ talks about this Bishop Factory. Now, this was put out, Brother TJ put this out in October of 2015, and he starts talking to us about this Bishop Factory that's cranking out these bishops like it's going out of style. Let's listen to Brother TJ.
Good morning, Church for Revolution. PimpPreacher.com is your boy, TJ. I'm coming to you with another video at PimpPreacher.com. Still love my banner, right? Want to talk to you today about Neil Ellis, right? This bishop, the so-called Bishop Neil Ellis, right? And his decision to make Juanita Bynum a bishop. That's right. The Bishop Factory is still cranking them out, right? And this decision, we found out about this 2 days ago, right, from one of Juanita Bynum's sites. Yeah, you know.
And the reason why the Bishop Factory is going to keep cranking them out is because to become a bishop, you have to lay out big money. The office of the bishop costs big money. I know. I've spoken to some individuals who became bishops, and they told me the astronomical price that they had to pay to become bishop. Just to get a chief consecrator. Listen, it's a pretty penny. It's big business. You see, you have to give the chief consecrator, and in addition to the chief consecrator, you also have to have two co-consecrators. In other words, for your, according to J. Delano Ellis and his band of clowns, in order for you to be a real bishop, you need to have three people consecrate you. Three. And let me tell you, it's a pretty penny to have those three individuals sign on your parchment. Not only do you have to pay for the signatures, which is a premium price, but also you have to pay for all of those certificates. They're not giving you those certificates for free. In addition to that, then you have to buy all the monkey suits that come along with the joint, with the office of the bishop. You have to buy the cross, and you got to buy the staff and the crozier. Listen, every piece of, every article of garment. You just can't walk around with one garment. You got to have a closet full. So now it becomes extremely expensive to get all this junk. And who do you think is getting that money? Who do you think? So that's why the Bishop Factory continues, because it's a tremendous money maker. And you're not, listen, there's never going to be a shortage of fools. There's never going to be a shortage of fools who want to be part of that club. Never. But let me read to you another proverb. It says, this proverb goes like this. It is folly to lay out money in the purchase of reputation. It is folly to lay out money in the purchase. And listen, that's what I try to explain in Jackass Church Bishops, and I think I did a heck of a job of it. You can purchase the office of the bishop. You can come up with the big money to have these consecrators consecrate you. You can pay for all of the parchments and buy yourself a closet full of bishop wear. And when you put all that stuff on and when they lay hands on you, guess what? You're still the jackass fool that you were before they consecrated you. Nothing's changed. It is folly to lay out money in the purchase of reputation. You're trying to be a bishop. You're trying to be somebody. You're trying to walk around as an individual with titles. But it won't do you any good because you're still a jackass fool. You're still a donkey. Well, here's Brother TJ.
Someone tagged me in it from one of her sites. Say, TJ, you got to check this out. Neil Ellis just, you know, he's going to make, we need to buy them part of the class of 2016.
Now, of course, Neil Ellis, I don't know if he's related to Jay Delano Ellis, other than that they're spiritual offspring of the Harlot of Babylon. That, I mean, spiritually speaking, I know they're brothers in arms because they are agents of the apostate church of Rome. But I don't know if they have a natural connection. So this Neil Ellis was the guy working with Paul Sylvester Morton, and he got rejected because of the jackass fool that he is. Listen, even within these jackass organizations, there are jackass bishops rejecting other jackass bishops, and the ones being rejected tells you that they're real jackasses. If a retarded person says to you, "I don't want to date you," that just tells everybody how retarded you are when a retarded person wants nothing to do with you.
Right. She's going to be a fake bishop too. And, you know, like I said on our radio show, she's all excited. You know, she's excited. Oh, I'm going to be a bishop. I'm going to be a bishop. I'm going to be a bishop. And I'm sitting here saying, bishop over what? You know, what are you going to be a bishop of? That was my first question. And my second question is, who gave Neil Ellis any type of authority to create a bishop or to consecrate a bishop? You know, this is the ridiculous scam of church right here. You're watching it play out. You're watching this guy, Neil Ellis, issue out these titles. You know, Neil Ellis is like a blackjack dealer, right? He's just dealing these things out. He's just dealing these titles, and whoever wants a title right now, they can have one. We watch a gospel singer turn pastor become bishop, right? All over the span of a year, you know. This fast track to bishop.
Well, if you got the money, see, that's all it takes. Money. Money talks. Money talks. Everything else walks. Money. If you got the money, and these preachers got the money because they're scamming their members. They're living high on the hog. They're fleecing their people ad infinitum. That's what they're doing. So they have the money. So that's why they're on the fast track to becoming bishop. Because all they have to do is just go to some dopey training for 1 year. If the training is based on Jay Delano Ellis's little pamphlet book, The Bishopric, if it's based on that, you can read that in a half hour and say, okay, I'm ready to take the test. Because I can tell you, I'm well-versed in episcopacy. I'm well-versed in church history. I'm well-versed in canon law. I'm well-versed in the creeds of Christendom. I'm well-versed. And Jay Delano Ellis's book, listen, it's worthless. It's worthless. It's a worthless pamphlet. It's rubbish. It's gibberish. It's retarded talk. And what blows my mind is he says, this person helped me to put this together, and this other, I mean, all these people help you to put together a pamphlet? A pamphlet? You need all those people to help you put together a little pamphlet? And listen, and half the pamphlet is historical nonsense. It just shows the line of succession from supposedly St. Thomas, the apostle of Christ, to the present day. I mean, half the book is that, just giving you a list of names. Half the book is that. The whole book is double spaced. It's not a single space document. If it's 100 pages, it's really 50 pages of nothing. So it's not about training. It's not about, you know, you having to meet for a year and get your training before consecration. It's not about you being bishop elect for 1 year. It's about, can you come up with the money in 1 year? Because it's a hefty price. Oh, listen. This is big money. To be part of this club is big money. And someone's making it. Someone's making out like a fat cat. Here's more.
And, you know, we've had countless conversations about we need to buy them, and countless conversations about Marvin Sapp, but this conversation really this morning is about this guy, Neil Ellis. For those of you who don't know him, this was the dude that was right up under Paul Morton, and then Paul Morton, over a year or so ago, selected this Bishop Walker guy to take over for him. And this little hurt scorn guy, you know, is another one of these scorn side chicks, Neil Ellis. You know, you can see how devastated he was when Paul Morton made the announcement that Walker was going to be the new presiding bishop of the Full Gospel nonsense, the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship, right? So, because Paul Morton's retiring, right? So Neil Ellis just automatically assumed that he was going to get it. Right? Anybody who kissed that much butt for that long should get it, you know, in church world. But Paul Martin broke all of the normal rules of church and gave it to somebody else, and this guy breaks off and goes starts his own thing. So out of bitterness and hurt, you get this United Global denomination, right? That's where it comes. It came out of bitterness and hurt, right? Sort of like a ex-girlfriend starting a church. What are they going to preach about, you know? And not only did he, because he has a right. If he wants to start his own little group, he has a right to start groups. People have been starting these church groups forever. Neil Ellis didn't invent starting a church group, right? Church of God Christ, Charles Mason, started a church group. That's all these are church groups. Right, so he breaks off. He has a right to start his own church group. The problem that I have with Neil Ellis is what he calls himself now that he has his own group. Right. His name, now, get this. Brace yourself for this. Because in the world of apostles and prophetess and bishops and, you know, the senseis and all of these different church names, we now have a name that's a title that's perhaps the most ridiculous of all of them. Bishop Ellis calls himself His Grace. That's what they call this dude. His Grace.
And we call him His Jackass. That's what we call him. And they're all jackasses. Saints, get the book, Jackass Church Bishops. Email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. As you can see, my brothers and sisters, they're cranking out bishops. The Bishop Factory is producing bishops left and right, day and night, 24/7. People are signing up to be bishops. They're preparing them. This is just what the Book of Revelation said was going to happen. Satan was going to pick up the pace at the end times because he knows that he has but a little time. We know the Book of Revelation tells us exactly what we know. Satan's plays before he even plays them out. Because if you're reading the Bible, the Bible predicts. Satan is predictable. We know how he is going to act. And what is he doing? He's trying to get as many false teachers recruited, trained, and sent in order to deceive the world, including the church world. And this is why in the African American church, you're seeing at lightning speed bishops being produced, emissaries of Rome wearing the purple and the scarlet. They're not even hiding who they are. Listen, J. Delano Ellis tells you, you can either wear the Romish purple or the English purple. English being from the Anglican Church, which comes out of the Church of Rome. There's an English purple and there's a Romish purple. Purple is purple. And we know that the Anglicans exist because of Rome. We know that, the Anglican Church. Because it was the Pope in the 5th century who sent Augustine of Rome to England to establish the English branch of the Roman Catholic Church. That's Anglicanism. And J. Delano Ellis claims, oh, our tradition here at the Joint College of Bishops is Anglican Apostolic. Well, what is he telling you? Well, you can trace him back to Augustine of Rome, and Augustine of Rome was an emissary of the Antichrist himself, Pope Gregory the Great. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we can prove it. We can document it. We can show you historically where J. Delano Ellis and his band of jackass bishops get their powers from. And Gregory the Great got his powers from Satan. So that just tells you everything you need to know. So my brothers and sisters, we can already predict. That's why we wrote the books. That's why we want to put them in your hands. This is why we want you to read them. We want you to get informed. We want to, if you've got scales on your eyes, we want to remove the scales. And we want you to see the gospel truth. Because it is better to get a slap from a wise man than to receive kisses from a fool. And J. Delano is the fool, telling people to kiss the bishop's ring, to kiss their fanny, to love on them. And I'm telling you, you're in deep trouble. You are in the apostate church of Revelation 17 and 18, and you read Revelation 17 and 18. You read about her description. You read about her colors. You read about what she's all about. And my brothers and sisters, at the end of chapter 18, God himself is judging the apostate church. Are you a member of the apostate church? Are you in league with the apostate church? Well, I can tell you right now, based on today's broadcast, another fool preacher has joined the apostate church. And along with that fool preacher is his entire congregation. Now that he's been brought under the Roman Catholic Church, he brings with him every member of his church. It's another church that's joined Rome. Where are you, saints? Where are you? Now, I'll be back tomorrow to play the audio of the consecration. It's a 15-minute audio. Yes, not Neil Ellis, but J. Delano Ellis is the chief consecrating officer of that consecration. We're going to break that audio down, and I'm going to show you why this is an apostate group working for the devil. They are end-time agents of Satan. Tune in tomorrow as I begin to break down this audio and to show you how another full preacher has joined the Harlot Church of Rome. God bless you, saints.